It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Proves.
Hello, Fairbanks. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Proves. This is a locally produced and broadcasted show here in Fairbanks, Alaska, the interior. On this show, we look at meals we can make, meals you can eat, menus to create, beverages we can try, restaurants to visit, and events to participate in. We look at food and beverages in any way available, and we make it fun, wonderful, enjoyable, and tasty to your listening pleasure. First off, a big thank you to our wonderful sponsors, the Hoodoo Brewery. They are the original brewery in the interior, and they're still the best. Thanks to Bobby's Downtown, they have an exceptional restaurant based on a wonderful Greek recipes, but they also have incredible pizza selection and a bar top menu that is fantastic and affordable. A big recommendation. Gavora's Fine Wines and Liquors. I grew up with so many at Gavora's. They're wonderful. They also own and operate Garden Island Store at Illinois and Phillipsfield Road. They have some of the best handcrafted sandwiches in Fairbanks. A big favorite of mine is a spicy Kraken. Go there and get it. And a big thanks to Quality Sales on Phillipsfield Road, family owned and operated for more than 50 years. Go see Gary over there at Quality Food and get incredible food from him. It's a brand new year. We're in January of 2022. I've got some great ideas to bring you this year, and I hope you enjoy and try to discover these cuisine menus for yourself. January is our Italian cuisine month. My mother was Italian, and every Wednesday and Sunday, she cooked us a pasta meal. I grew up with the red sauce. I make her sauce to this day. I give it out as part of an extravagant Christmas basket. I enjoy it. So the month of January, we dedicate this month to Italian cuisine. This is our third airing in January. You can look up under audio archives at kfarradio.com. Go to audio archives and under Fairbanks Foodies, you will find past shows. In January, I did a wonderful Parmesan chicken that was only baked, not sauteed. Then last week, I did a risotto that got rave reviews. A few people have called me with questions about risotto. One of my favorite was, what's this sticky rice stuff I'm cooking? Anyway, if you have any cooking questions, I can be reached at 907-750-2888. In the studio with me today, boy, am I bringing it. I got awesome people here. I've got Chuck Lemke and Gary Black. Top shelf foodies. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing? It's been a while since we've been in here.
It has been way too long, you know, just like so many else things in our community and that. So we're getting back to it. So that's the important thing.
Coming back to the new normal. And thank you both for being here today. It's Italian month. And grew up with red sauce. My mom never made an Alfredo sauce. There's 1,000 ways to make Alfredo sauce. There's 100 different types of pasta you can put it on. But of course we serve it with a good Italian white wine, a Pinot Grigio.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, are you ready to try my pasta, chicken, pasta, Alfredo?
We'll subject ourselves to this. You know,
do we whatever have to, we have to do.
Brave people never spoke finer words.
Do you have to sign a waiver or
tough
something
gig.
Like that?
No. It's a... Making pasta, there are so many different types.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different ways to do it. And so what I did here is I got this, basically a ziti almost, from a friend of mine in Montana. He produces this himself. This is homemade.
Mm-hmm.
So what you say to yourself is, once you decide on your pasta, how are you going to make your Alfredo sauce? And there's a million ways to make it. And what I like to do is I like to get a little bit of olive oil, saute up some garlic, then I put in some white wine, the Da Vinci Pinot Grigio. Did that.
You put a splash of white wine in your Alfredo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then I put in half and half because I can always add cheese to thicken it up.
Yep.
And then after I bring it, you know, to a small rolling boil, I have my pasta about 2/3 of the way done. And what I do is I just add a little bit of cheese to a Parmesan. This is a Savino Parmesan cheese. Just a little bit. And then I take the pasta, remove the water, and I start adding my Alfredo sauce into it and let it penetrate and absorb into the pasta. That's how I do it. And I do that about, you know, I put about two and a half cups in there to 4 cups of my pasta along with the water. And then at the end, that's when I add more cheese into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it that way. Now, Fairbanks, I'm going to be very honest. I got this over here an hour earlier. I couldn't read a clock. My two guests are being very nice and very patient. And they're saying, oh, David, it tastes great, but it looks a little bit, you know.
Say, that's a different look of scrambled eggs there.
And, but also, when you serve an Alfredo sauce, what I did, even without knowing I was going to screw up, I always put the bowls in the oven, and I put it at 200 degrees because you serve it in a heated bowl and it stops the coagulation of the cheese and the half and half that I use. So that's how I did it. And, you know, sauteed up some quick chicken, brought it over here, threw it all together. Mm-hmm. Here we are serving it with a nice, fresh, crisp Pinot Grigio. Manja. Eat.
That makes us all Goombas.
So
it's a good thing.
Okay, okay.
Now, Gary, how you know you're a man of incredible delicate palate.
I wouldn't go. Okay, maybe.
Yeah. You ever make up a Alfredo sauce?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you like doing it?
Fairly traditional way. Roux out of, you know, butter and flour, and then half and half. And then lots of Parmesan cheese. That's my very basic, very standard. Except instead of wine, you know, if I need to thin it out, I'll add chicken broth. You know. And sometimes you throw in garlic. Sometimes you throw in sautéed mushrooms. You know, oh, I've got this kind of cheese. We'll put that in. You know, it's very forgiving.
I like putting the sautéed mushrooms on top of it when you're done. But a lady who's going to be having this today, she's upper management with KFAR. She takes good care of me, Melissa. Melissa in the morning. She does not like mushrooms. So I adhere once in a while to upper management's palate. And she's also highly allergic to shellfish. So last week I made an incredible risotto, and she couldn't have it. So for 2 weeks in a row, you know, she was on the sidelines of food.
Mm-hmm.
So hence the chicken.
Well, David, this is very it's dainty and light.
Yeah.
You know, it's not super heavy and dainty and light is the best way I can describe it, which is, you know, awkward compliment for Alfredo sauce.
You know, with a dish like this, you can use it as your entree, depending what you do, or you can use it as a side dish, depending on what you're serving to your guests that night.
But like you say, and overlooking the fact that the cheese is coagulated and stuff like that, I mean, the taste is still there.
Right.
And you know, we know what it would have been like.
If I did it right?
Well,
right,
no,
it on time?
If you weren't challenged by your surroundings here.
Yeah.
You know, the kitchens here leave a lot to be desired, Nick.
Yeah, we have none here. It's all cooked at my house and brought over here.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's tough. That's, you know, with something with the cheese base like that, because it's not going to stay the way it was intended. It's intended to be liquidy, served,
and creamy. Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's a challenge. Even now, if you went with your red sauce, your traditional pasta red sauce, you can get by because that doesn't set up in the same way.
No.
And so you can get by. You can heat it up a little bit. You can, as much as I would hate to say, nuke it. But you can.
our one cooking apparatus here is a microwave, and I did not do it. No, I did not do it.
No, it's it. You know, God didn't mean for us to be nuking certain types of things. But now, when I make my Alfredo sauce, okay, because we each have taken our own route on this,
right?
I will take heavy cream, bring it to a boil.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's foaming up, it's dancing, it's doing its wonderful thing. Then what I will do is I will have roasted my garlic. So now a big, you know, so because garlic garlic is good.
Yeah.
Garlic is nice, but it can have a bite to it, depending on how it is you prepare it in that. But the roasted garlic, it's sweet, it's developed, it's refined in that. You do that, butter, little salt and pepper with it, and you could, and I know what's going into it, so I can even put some regular pepper rather than white pepper in it, and that, so it doesn't look like maybe some rodents or something got into it.
Well, wasn't that special?
So Chuck, after you roast your garlic, I'm guessing what you take it out of the oven and you just puree the heck out of it, mash it up, so is,
well, when it comes, when you roast it enough, What you'll do is I'll take and cut the top off of the head, and then go ahead and put some olive oil on it. You can buy a ceramic
cooker,
roaster.
Yep.
They've got electric ones, or you can just wrap it in tin foil, and then you bake that. And then what you do is you squeeze it; it comes out like toothpaste. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you don't even have to worry about blending it. So if it's got a little bit of identification to it when it goes in, as it heats and just blends and folds with everything else, there's not a real texture problem to it. And the sweetness of that roasted, you know, as I tell people, when you roast your garlic, roast a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to use it in a lot of different things, even down to taking some bruschetta and just putting the garlic, roasted garlic on it, and eat it like that. It's absolutely delicious. Then what I'll do is I'll have my Parmigiano Reggiano, you know, at the end when everything's ready to go, my pasta's finished. You don't rinse your pasta.
Nope.
No, you never rinse your pasta. There's, you know, I don't, there's not one that I would.
I rinse my risotto rice, and that's it.
And I don't even rinse mine.
Yeah,
that's,
I do.
You know, that's. You know, regular rice, yes, I'll rinse it before it cooks in it. But then finish it off with just copious amounts of Parmigiano Reggiano. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that hits the
oven. That's a polite way of saying a buttload.
And as soon as it hits that, just because it's already shredded and that, and it's immediately gumming up, it's immediately doing whatever, and boom, that goes right on. And you can, the Alfredo, you can use it basically with any type of pasta, and it's going to stick. It's going to be there and be an important part of it. But if you've got something like a rotelli or anything else that can scoop up even a lot more, life is better, you know. And then, and what
Alfredo sauce is used is more than just linguine.
Yes.
Or, you know, something like that.
Well, and now, and the only thing I would do now, and once again, you've done a great job. Yeah. So my hat is off. Of course, my hat is off all the time. You even took your hat off. What I will do there is get a loaf of French bread, or it can even be the south of France, French bread, and, you know, put some olive oil on that, put it in, put some garlic powder, garlic salt. I typically will stick to powder rather than salt because I'll want to mix, you know, what I'm doing there. And you can even take some of that roasted garlic and make garlic bread out of it and serve that along with it. And it's like, hey, now a couple bottles of wine, and you've got it made there.
I did forget to mention one other ingredient that I usually put in my Alfredo sauce, pinch of nutmeg.
Yeah.
Just a pinch of nutmeg.
It's surprising that goes into a lot of things.
Yeah.
All the way up through, if we're moving over to Germany and we're making Spätzle, you know, a little bit of cinnamon in there. It goes a long way,
Fairbanks, we are going to take a break to hear from our wonderful sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavora's has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavora's Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Things are coming back around, and it's time to celebrate. So do it with friends at Bobby's Downtown, with an amazing selection of Greek and Mediterranean cuisine, along with loads of your American favorites. Plus, one of the finest bars in all of Fairbanks, Bobby's Downtown, where everyone is family. Don't forget their amazing lunches during the work week, and check out their fantastic daily specials and amazing drinks. It's all at Bobby's Downtown, one of the best things about downtown Fairbanks. On 2nd Avenue, that's Bobby's Downtown. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
We do what we
Welcome
do
back, that. Fairbanks. We are back in the studio here with Chuck Klumke, Gary Black, myself, enjoying hour-and-a-half-old pasta. Again, gentlemen, sometimes I have blinders on. I'm so focused on what I do, and I can't read the time on a clock. And I will do better next time. I will do better.
You did great.
I did not screw up the wine, so thank goodness for that. And Fairbanks, as you know my philosophy, be bold, have no fear, because pizza is only 30 minutes out. If you screw it up.
That's my new motto. I like that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's two types of people in the world, in my theory. David's theory of two types of people.
Okay.
There's Italians, and everyone else who wants to be Italians when it comes to dinner time. When it comes to dinner time.
Well, and like we talked about, you know, they have attacked this whole culinary thing in a way that few places have.
Yeah.
You know, you take a look at, you know, and once again, you talk about having some kind of a dish and ravioli. Okay, we know what ravioli is. Well, ravioli is just a different way of serving pasta.
Yeah.
Different shape, different, you know, some of it even gets into a little bit of texture in that. But this is one of the enjoyable things about it. And then your challenge is to what marries with that pasta better. Is it a thicker sauce? Is it a lighter sauce? Is it a red sauce? Or is it, you know, like an Alfredo sauce like we have today? And it's just fun to work with it like that.
And the original fettuccine Alfredo was I believe invented in New York. And the thing about it is with Italian cooking, you're getting Italian cookbooks, you know, based on immigrants that have been in, say, Philadelphia for three generations or New York, and co-opted their recipes from coming over into what they have in their region in America. My grandmother, I'm sure she took her pasta, her red sauce recipe, and co-opted it for what was in America.
Sure. Yeah, there's the indigenous components in that, to eating to, you know, and what was grown within an area, because that we didn't have all the refrigeration and or transportation of foodstuffs in that, much like today. We don't have the ability to ship things around conveniently and that, and stock things that. But you lived on, you made the most of what was right there, what was growing out and back or raised right around. And if you were in a coastal area, much more of a seafood influence. If you had rice, if you're in northern Italy, you did risotto last week. That's where that was. That's the home of that. And then all the different cheeses and hams and things of that nature. That's what you built, you know, around on.
And then growing up with my mom, she would always buy olive oil, a case of tins.
Right.
You know, a six-pack of tins. You know, these were like 3-gallon tins. And, you know, I just always remember that. And she'd always start everything with flavoring the olive oil. Mm-hmm. That was always her base, flavoring the olive oil. What did she flavor with? You know, garlic, onion, things like that, pepper, roasted pepper. And the base always started out with olive oil. what she was usually cooking. So today, my base started out with a little bit of olive oil. It was quick, it was easy. You know, there's a million ways to cook an Alfredo sauce. Mm-hmm. And Gary seemed a little bit surprised when I said white wine, you know, a little bit of white wine in there too.
I use chicken broth. So I was like, huh, white wine.
And the thing about for me is being able in the final cooking portion of the pasta, having the Alfredo sauce absorbed into the pasta. And I was able to achieve that and then put a little bit of the Parmesan in there. And how many types of Parmesan is out there? Yeah, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I got 10 fingers and 10 toes, and it was probably twice that.
Yeah, and you're not going to get them all with it. Yeah. You have to double up on
something. Yeah, so, but for listeners, the important thing is bringing your Alfredo sauce into the pasta, the absorption of it. That is, you know, that's when you get it, when you're looking at your pasta and you see a lot of sauce in there, you didn't do it right. You didn't do it right. When you see just a little bit of sauce and it's of the right texture. And gentlemen, when I finished this almost two hours ago, it was great. It was the right texture. I was going, yeah. Then I get over here and I go, oh, I'm an hour early. Oh, boy.
Well, we'll jump you about that off the air.
I know. You'll never forget this one. But I've publicized it on the radio, so either will Fairbanks. But that's how we do it.
Now, one that I'm going to give to you
is
with your chicken, because we've moved in the direction of, and we've talked about garlic, but you can have oregano and thyme and all the other seasonings that are typical Mediterranean. I'll make my triple garlic chicken. And so what I'll do is I take in my saute pan, get my olive oil going, and a lot. Not to where it's like a deep fryer, but where there's a lot of oil in there.
Your olive oil is about one quarter up the way on the chicken.
Yeah. And so what I'll do there is I will sprinkle some of the garlic powder on the chicken itself. Then I will slice up some garlic, peel it and thin slice it and that, and get that going in the oil, let that release and that. And then I finish it off with my roasted garlic.
Yeah.
And so then I'll take like a chicken breast, half a breast, and that skinless, boneless, saute it for a little bit, let it get browned, and all that flavor that's coming into it, flip it over, get the other side. And now, even though my chicken's not done, what I will do then is take that out, thin slice it, medallions of chicken. And so now that chicken is maybe a quarter inch or so thick. You can see that it's cooked on the outside. It would almost be like a tuna, you know.
And what you can do is you can cut it with your fork.
Yeah.
You don't need the knife on your plate.
Well, and the thing too with anything like that is, particularly in reference to chicken, because there's not a lot of internal juices or fats in chicken. And so where's all your flavor going to be?
Yeah.
It's on the outside. That's what you've wound up, cooking it and getting it seared and that. And so after I slice it like that, so now I've got medallions that are uncooked in the center. But now I put those back in that oil, that hot oil and that. And it takes just a short time now, because now it's only going through like a quarter inch. And get that flavor on that outside, get the flavor on the other outside. And now, like you say, you can cut those with a fork.
Yeah.
You know, so that goes on. So now you're adding all kinds of additional flavor to it. And it's garlic, and it's different. Each one is a little different. And they just come together with that roasted garlic. You can't get enough of that.
No, you can't. And like you were describing your dish for it, you know, those are great Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a basically a wood one, you know, that you put in there. It's I got a ceramic one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I am just practical as all get out, because I'm like, let's just wrap it in tinfoil and, you know, be done with it.
Yeah. People, you know, when you're a foodie and you see something like that, that's for David. Yeah. That's my fourth one.
That's right. Well, that's when we lost Country Kitchen. A lot of those things are no longer just readily available.
Right.
Yeah.
Once in a while, somebody else will have something, or you can go on, go online, or you can go to Chef's Kitchen, you can go on any number of things like that,
yeah,
and find these things. There's a company. At some point, we need to work this out. In Chicago, every year, there's the restaurant show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at McCormick Place. And if you've been to Chicago and you've seen McCormick Place, it's just this huge, huge arena, if you will, multiple rooms, multiple stories. When they come to service that, there's two rooms that are probably the size of a football stadium, one above the other, and you'll have everything imaginable in restaurants, from menu holders to foodstuffs to drinks, everything like that. And you go through, and if there's one of something, there'll probably be 50 of them from all over the country, all over,
yeah,
the world and that. And then there'll be the food thing. So, I mean, you go through and graze through this thing, and you can't possibly eat everything that there is. And so the two rooms are like that, the size of a football stadium. Then you go in the big room, and this is where they come in and service and set up from semis.
Wow.
They drive in there and set this up, so there's just row after row
So you got two football fields, and that's a small room.
Those are the small
rooms.
That's
a small room. Wow.
And it is just a phenomenal experience. If you're into food even a little bit, this is just going to blow you away. You'll want to camp out in this place for a weekend. But I've been there where it's taken me 2 days just, and that's when I'm looking for something specific. And so, but to go through and get a chance to see everything that's in there, and or to sample everything, because now you've got everything from ostrich to shrimp to foie gras to potatoes. Idaho's represented there with a couple booths and that. And it's just a fantastic experience. And then a lot of the restaurants in town will gear up for this and have specialty things that are brought in. But just absolutely a delightful experience.
You know, it's we got about 3 minutes left, and before we end, I want to give a shout out. We made a phone call to Bruce Abbott at our halftime here, and next Friday at Lavelle's, he's having his Tin City wine tasting at Lavelle's, and I've been to Tin City a couple times. And Fairbanks, this is something you want to experience. It's in the Paso Robles region of California Central Coast, and Tin City is basically an industrial warehouse location that this one gentleman developed, and he made all these tin structures, and he leases out these tin structures to the different wineries. And you'll see wines, you know, they bring the grapes in there, produce their wine, they bottle them and everything like that. And so I'm, you know, Bruce is a consummate professional. Mm-hmm. So at this wine tasting, I can't wait to hear, you know, how he talks about this area. I've been there twice, and so I've been to maybe 4 or 5 locations there. But Fairbanks, if you can get out to Lavelle's next Friday evening, 7 o'clock, buy a ticket, go to Eventbrite and buy a ticket. Mr. Abbott is in town. He's what I call basically a crown jewel of his wine knowledge and what, mm-hmm, he does.
And that we've got him available, or did have him here, but now he's, yeah, down being wasted in Anchorage.
I know it. Gentlemen, we're ending up. Gary, any final thoughts on food, beverages?
So Italian is my favorite cuisine. I did not know. Don't know if you knew that. So when you said, hey, it's Italian food month, let's go do some pasta, I was all over it. This has been wonderful. Thank you very much. Alfredo sauce is by far my favorite over red sauce, so no offense to any red sauce fans.
None taken.
Northern Italy over southern Italy, again, no offense, but a creamy, rich Alfredo sauce or whatever cheese you're going to flavor it,
yeah,
with, that is my go-to comfort food. So this has been great. Thank you.
Mr. Lemke?
And same here. You know, I have one of the things that I particularly enjoy, and so I missed the last one. Of course, we didn't get invited to the risotto one, but that's okay. You know, but now that he knows that we are Italian food appreciators,
yeah,
and so the risotto, yeah, this was absolutely wonderful. And like we discussed, there's multiple ways of mm-hmm, doing it. and are all good. What's the right way? The way you make it.
The way it's presented that night.
That's right. That's good. And let your audience be the recipients of all that love and care. But the risotto, I have just, it works out very well into a classroom situation.
Yeah.
Time-wise in that. And there's enough activity going on with enough time to talk, because you've got to be able to talk. You've got to be able to do this while you're
using your hands.
That's
yep.
right.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Fairbanks, you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales.